Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, Election Day, coronavirus cases are on the rise across the country, across the state of Michigan, and here in St. Clair County as well. Of course, the emphasis is on getting tested if you have coronavirus or you suspect that you might. Joining us right now is St. Clair County's medical health officer, Dr. Annette Mercantant. Annette, good morning. Thanks for being with us again today.
Good morning. Hi, good morning.
Let's talk a bit about testing, because most of us that haven't been tested really don't know how to go about it or when to go about it. Kind of walk us through the process, if you would.
Yeah, well, testing is interesting. Of course, we know that robust testing is important to understand where the disease is, where the infections are, and try and control it. And we know that there's a fair amount of infections that occur with minimal or no symptoms. So it does prompt the desire to test. Now, the problem is we have not seen a dramatic change in testing capacity. We are still hoping to get more into the county. There's these rapid antigen tests that are out there, but testing is still kind of a finite barrier. And what we don't want to see, since we know now that cases are kind of exploding, lots of people know somebody who's got an infection, or they know somebody who knows somebody, and the first urge is to run out and get a test. And what we're asking people to do is do this in a methodical, conscientious way. In other words, if you've been exposed to somebody who has an infection, and you know that exposure is significant, you've been close enough, you've been within 6 feet of them for over 15 minutes or for 15 minutes, cumulatively over a 24-hour period, then you should be quarantining. You should be staying home, staying away from people for 14 days to make sure that you don't spread the infection. Now, during that time, it doesn't matter whether you go out and get five tests that are all negative. You are still quarantined. And so getting tests during a quarantine period is really not helpful in any real way, because it's not going to change the scenario. We think those people should hold off until they become symptomatic. If you're starting to get sick, we do want to know if it's COVID or something else. I mean, let's face it, you can still get other types of illnesses. So if you're ill, we absolutely want you to get COVID testing. But if you're well and you've had exposure, just quarantine yourself. It's really quite simple. And if you haven't had an exposure and you're just curious, let's be careful about that. If you know, for instance, you're going somewhere that's going to put you in a situation where a lot of people are going to be exposed to you, you're doing something you have to do out in public, so getting a test in those situations might be strategic and might be helpful. But just to do it for no good reason, it's just using up supplies that we desperately need for all the cases that are showing up. I might as well just say it right now. The health department has, as you know, we released a statement last week. We cannot contact every single person who has a positive test. It's exceeded our capabilities. We are focusing on schools, 18 and under, so that we can keep the schools open. We're focusing on congregate settings, nursing homes, businesses, healthcare provider offices, places where rapid containment and contact investigation is going to help keep those facilities open and running.
Do you have to have a doctor's order in order to get a test?
Not in all places. So go to our website, sechealth.co. There is a listing that we try and keep updated all the time on where you can go. The state's website also includes testing locations, and you can put filters on there whether you want a test without a doctor's order, a no-cost test. Rapid testing is a little bit harder to filter out, but I think they're getting there. Remember, a rapid test may or may not get to our office, the health department. That's not an automatic submission. And if you get a rapid test that's positive, we would ask you to keep those results on hand. We'd like to see those. sometimes it's helpful to see what the results are. For instance, people are still getting antibody testing, and we don't count antibody testing as proof of infection. Antibody testing is very unreliable to tell you whether you have an infection or not. So the PCR testing is still the gold standard. It's the one that takes a few days to get back. And that takes me back to the adage, like, look, if you're going to stay home anyways and you're not sick, just stay home. Running out and getting a test is not going to really provide you an avenue out of quarantine. And I don't want to tell people don't get tested if they feel they need to, but certainly we have to be strategic about this. Things are really starting to get fast and furious again. We've exceeded where we were in the spring.
Yeah.
So things aren't going to get better for a while. I think we're going to have for at least the next few weeks to a month, we're going to see a lot of people getting sick, and we need to do this right. We really need to do this right. We can't afford to overwhelm our testing centers. We can't afford to overwhelm our hospital systems. We need to be strategic on how we get through this.
For that person, Annette, that's been exposed and stays home for 14 days and has to call work and say, I'm going to have to work from home the next 2 weeks, or, I'm not able to come in because of my exposure and I'm quarantining at home, what happens when the boss says, okay, you better get tested before you come back here to work? I want to see those test results that show you're negative.
Well, of course, the boss is the boss, but the boss is wrong in this situation. There is no need to require a negative test from somebody who's properly followed through on their quarantine. There is also no reason to get a negative test for somebody who's properly followed through their isolation. If they're sick and they've made it through the 10 days and they're no longer ill, there is almost zero chance that they still have any kind of a virus that's going to be transmitted. And testing can be tricky after an infection. As you know, there's false positives and things of that nature that make it difficult. People can end up having to stay out of work way longer than they need to. So we are not advising employers to require negative testing for return to work. What we are requiring employers to do is to make sure that those people have properly done their quarantine, that they have, in fact, stayed away from the office for the full 14 days from their last exposure. If you need help with that, call us, 987-5300, or send your question into the COVID-19@stclaircounty.org. That's the COVID email site. We'll answer your questions. We'll guide you through it. And if you're an employee who is being requested for a test and you can't get it, that's a good time to call us, too. We have letters that we can send saying, the current CDC guidance and the advice that we're giving. We just don't need to overwhelm our system with a lot of extraneous, unnecessary testing requests.
All right. Makes sense. Annette, always appreciate your insight, your advice, your ability to help us get through this. We'll check in again next week.
Thanks. We'll get through it.
Yeah,
everyone, stay tight.
All right. Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.